From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. One of the critical questions in the debate over the CIA's use of harsh interrogation tactics is this: did they work? We're now going to examine the information obtained from one of the key detainees who was subjected to these harsh tactics, including waterboarding. His name is Abu Zubaydah. Defenders of the CIA interrogation program say he gave up vital intelligence after he was subjected to the harsh tactics, but FBI officials tell a very different story. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
The case of Abu Zubaydah is often held up as an example of why enhanced interrogation techniques are a necessary evil. Here's former CIA Director Michael Hayden on Fox News last Sunday.
The critical information we got from Abu Zubaydah came after we began the EITs.
And the EIT?
The enhanced interrogation techniques.
Not before?
No.
In a recent editorial, Hayden was more specific. He claimed that the enhanced interrogation techniques led to 9/11 mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. One of Zubaydah's FBI interrogators, Ali Soufan, remembers it differently. He wrote in the New York Times that Zubaydah talked without being coerced. Two high-ranking FBI sources remember it that way, too. They say that intelligence breakthroughs came before Zubaydah was subjected to harsh techniques, not after.
General Hayden is dead wrong. I have tremendous respect for General Hayden, but he's wrong in this case.
Rohan Gunaratne is an al-Qaeda expert who worked with both the CIA and the FBI on terrorism issues. Here's how he and the FBI agents describe what happened after Zubaydah's capture. He'd been shot and was near death. The FBI agents, partly to bond with him, were by his bedside, caring for him. When he was well enough, the agents began showing Zubaydah pictures of suspected members of al-Qaeda. When he saw a photograph of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, Zubaydah apparently said, "How do you know about Mukhtar?" "We know all about Mukhtar," the agent said without missing a beat. He flipped through several other photographs and then went back to the picture of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Zubaydah looked up and asked, "How did you know he was the mastermind of 9/11? Gunaratne says that was a critical revelation.
In fact, most of the information that was exceptionally useful to fight against al-Qaeda came from Abu Zubaydah, and it came before the U.S. government decided to use enhanced techniques.
There's a second important claim, that the harsh interrogation techniques also led to the arrest of American Jose Padilla. Gunaratne was the government's expert in the Padilla case. He said they got the key lead on Padilla from Zubaydah without torture. Zubaydah told the FBI about a Puerto Rican kid in Jordan who had instructions from Khalid Sheikh Mohammed to get a clean passport and head back to the U.S. The FBI asked the U.S. Embassy in Jordan to look for a young man of Hispanic descent who had tried to get a new passport. Padilla's name popped up. The FBI got his picture, showed it to Zubaydah, and said, "Is this the guy?" Zubaydah nodded, and the authorities picked up Padilla when he got to Chicago. Matthew Alexander was a military interrogator in Iraq and thinks that the FBI's techniques work. He says the results of the CIA's harsher techniques speak for themselves.
The fact that they waterboarded Khalid Sheikh Mohammed 183 times and he never led them to Osama bin Laden is a glaring failure.
The dispute over whether harsh interrogations led to the capture of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and Jose Padilla won't settle the debate over whether torture actually works. And certainly, the FBI has a stake in claiming it succeeded where the CIA failed. But according to FBI accounts, critical information was obtained before harsh techniques were ever used. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.